again, everybody. I should say, come on over and party. Party on the Mackinac Island. We're here with lots and lots of wonderful people having a great time on the island. And I have with me Brian Bailey, General Manager for the Chippewa. Brian, let's just kind of walk out on the street and see all the people and tell me what all of these people mean to this island. And then let's talk about the Lilac Festival and the Fudge Festival and all those great festivals that are going to be coming up all summer long.
Sounds great. Yeah. I mean, we're located right downtown Mackinac Island. And as you can see, the buzz up and down the street, we have hundreds of people just enjoying all the beautiful shops here and all the fudge stores. Of course, we have lots of wonderful fudge stores here on the island, but great restaurants here with world-renowned chefs. We have beautiful boutique hotels downtown, great shops for tourist items, and we have the oldest family-owned store right across the street, General Store, owned by the Dowd family. And so it's just a quaint hometown feel here on the island, and we love our tourists. They come over here, they enjoy the island, the ambiance, the history of the island, the romance of the island. You know, we kind of have it all here because you're walking back in time. And our guests, when they come over here from the beautiful boat ride, starts the experience. And we love our ferry boats, and they do a great job. And when people get on the boat, you know, they kind of leave the world behind them. And they leave all those problems behind them. They come over here, they're relaxed, they enjoy this beautiful ambience that we have. And we're lucky to be able to provide such a great experience for them over here.
You know, Brian, I just want to share, I was on the phone with some dear friends from Austria. And I said, you know, I'm going to be somewhere in time this afternoon. And he said, you're on Mackinac Island in the Grand Hotel. So it was this link right away that they knew about Mackinac Island, and it was somewhere in time.
Yeah,
so
how about that? It amazes me. The same thing day after day after day. I talk to our guests here at the hotel, and somewhere in time comes up so often that it amazes me, the following of that movie, and then they know that it's Mackinac Island. And yeah, that movie's done great things for us, that's for sure.
Yeah, so we need to have phase 2, 3, and 4
of
this same kind of iconic movie. So, but tell me now, there's a lot of festivals. Of course, this is what we do. We're Michigan Festivals and Events. About 550 festivals are members of our statewide. But a part of this has been the economic impact. Everybody talks about that part of it. And you and I have just been talking about the social equity part. And when you see all of these people having a great time, they may not have any pennies in their pockets, but they're having a good time, and it's social equity. It's social fun.
Yes, it is. It's a great thing, and they can come over here to Mackinac Island, and they can see all this history. We have Fort Mackinac right up the hill over here, and it's a amazing working fort that the state takes such pride in and such great care of. And they can walk into the fudge stores, get samples of the fudge, and they can do all these beautiful things. We have so many miles of trails throughout the island that they can walk and explore, and there's so many neat little structures around the island to see, and in the history and the ambiance that it brings is just amazing. And one of our main festivals that we have is coming right up around the corner, and it's called our Lilac Festival. And
it's June 9th. It starts, kicks off June 9th.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's already June today. And so that's coming up June 9th, and it lasts for 10 days. And it's a beautiful festival. It's a 69th annual, so we've been doing this for a few years up
here. Happy anniversary next year.
Yeah.
We'll do some specials on that one. 69
right.
Years of beautiful lilacs.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And it's interesting because on the island, because we're surrounded by the water and we have a later spring up here, our trees and all of our bushes, they come out and bud later. So on the mainland, all the lilacs are probably going to be gone, but you come up here to the island and we're in full bloom on the island. And we have over 100 different types of lilacs here on the island, and it is just breathtaking, and the sensory is just amazing between the horses and the fudge and the lilacs. It's just something like you've never experienced before, and it's just wonderful.
You know, I have to go back because I knew that Lilac Festival was getting close, and I was just doing some history on the festival and the parades and a new photo album that I was putting together about the lilacs. And And sure enough, you know, I stepped off the ferry boat and I thought, it's a good thing I'm a farmer's daughter because this is okay. And I knew that beyond that, those lilacs were going to take over and just beat it all. It's just so beautiful the way that they are nestled in everybody's front yards and backyards and just all over. It's beautiful.
It is. I've never, you know, been anywhere like this with this many lilacs around. And, you know, the Lilac Festival is just the perfect timing. We always have an amazing amount of lilacs at the time, you know, in early June. So, you know, the timing is perfect for us here on the island, even though you might not think that on the mainland. It is just perfect here on the island. And if you've never experienced it before, it's something that you don't want to miss because it is just amazing.
You know, there's another movie, Splendor in the Grass, is it? Or Splendor? Yeah. But that could be Splendor in the Flylocks because it really is. It's a splendorous occasion.
Perfect.
So, but there's another big one coming up. They're giving me this one-minute signal, the Fudge Festival.
Yes, of course. We're very well known for our fudge here on the island. We have many, many different fudge shops here, and they all have their own special, unique recipes. Most of them have been here for, you know, 60, 80, 100 years. And so fudge is very special to this island. I think it probably started here, if you ask me. But we have all different varieties of Fudge Festival, of fudge, and we have a festival in August that celebrates fudge. And there's a great website called MackinawIsland.org that will have all the events of both the Lilac Festival and the Fudge Festival on it. And it's a great time of the year for us to celebrate fudge and everything fudge has brought to us here on Mackinac Island.
Brian Bailey, thank you so very, very much. Now, we are going to go over and see the chef. Remember, you promised I could meet the chef here. And then we're going to walk down and check out the fudge. And I have to go back, but I'm coming back again to see the lilacs. So save me a bouquet, okay? Once again, this is Sue with a Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network.